Are you looking to expand your brand this year? Want to make your business stand out above the rest? Well, there's no better way to grow than with your own podcast. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a small business, or a massive company, you need a podcast in 2024. Podcast Plus is an easy and efficient way for you and your brand to join the podcast revolution. There's no better way to position your company as the go-to authority than with a podcast that showcases your industry knowledge, insights, and expertise. The studios at Podcast Plus are state-of-the-art with top-of-the-line production quality. And if you're just starting out, Podcast Plus offers professional script writing, editing magic, and can conceptualize your show, create your cover art, and get you ready to stream on all major platforms. We'll market your podcast as well, showcasing it on radio stations and digital streams across the country. Expand, enhance, and extend your company and brand and reach potential clients and customers 24/7. Find out more at Podcast with a K, PLUS.com. That's Podcast with a K, PLUS.com.
It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
And action, off we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaking Podcast with the Jason Lee and Cluck Show. Thanks for being a part of it. Again, stay up to date on all things JLNK by heading over to JLNKshow.com. What are we going to learn on the podcast today? Well, Warren, they're doing amazing things with vaginas these days. We'll find out exactly, you know, how to fix yours up there a little bit.
Oh.
We'll talk about...
Give it a little curb appeal and please the HOA.
Well, it's mostly interior decorating, not so much curb appeal, but it's the you know, the barn doors, the hardwood floors, whatnot. Also, take a look at what it's like to be in a 20-person polyamorous relationship.
That sounds like my biggest nightmare.
It sounds like a nightmare because it appears most of the dudes thought they were getting one thing and they got another.
I was scammed on Marketplace.
We'll also talk to the women. They reveal what they love about you using your mouth.
Not, she likes it when mine is closed.
Not to tell fun jokes. And we'll talk about how next year, spring break 2025, you can make $250,000 on spring break. We'll get to all that here shortly. Let's start right here. I don't know why I thought this was funny, and I misread the headline. I thought maybe this was something filthy, but it turns out it's not filthy at all. But it's still funny. Something about the word finger always makes us laugh. What is iPhone finger? Again, I thought it was some sort of a sex thing. Did you sex with her last night? No, I iPhone fingered her.
There's something so juvenile about finger.
It's always funny when you use it as a verb.
Hey, there was a time, what was it, like middle school or like freshman year where like your buddy was like, oh yeah, I fingered her. You're like, whoa, you fingered her?
So what is iPhone finger? Techies and smartphone users fear that using your mobile device when pressing down on your pinky. I figured that iPhone finger would be in your index finger.
No, and dude, I know what you're talking about when you're doing this.
And it leaves a dent in your finger, according to some experts, leading it to be known as iPhone finger.
Now, this is embarrassing, but have you ever laid back in the couch and like been dinking on your phone so long that your pinky, like the inside of your pinky starts to hurt from resting the case of your phone on it?
No.
Dude, me neither. That's fucking sad is what that is.
The conspiracy is, it was recently discussed by some hosts of another podcast, that podcast, who gives a piss about that podcast? Let's talk about our podcast, where two hosts are currently discussing iPhone finger.
Yes.
They became convinced that the pinky they used to support their phone now has a noticeable divot in it, appearing to differ from the pinky on the other hand that doesn't hold the phone. I don't see it. But they say because
hey,
of it.
I think I might have it.
Which one?
There's a slight bigger.
Okay, we'll get to that. You have something else. That's actually, they talk about that in here. Hang on a second. They added.
My dad would be so proud that I've stared at a phone so long, it's altered my fucking body.
Right. You've sat stationary for so long fucking around on your phone that you now have twisted your finger.
It doesn't happen when you're standing or sitting looking at your phone. It's only when you're laying back.
Yeah. They do say there's no official diagnosis for it, though, but they do say that it's possible that people who think they have smartphone pinky could have an underlying condition. Constant cell phone use can cause a range of joint problems. While some claim an injury might be overstated, others are real and involve serious long-term damage. He warned that some of these, here it is right here. Okay, this is it right here. They do warn that there is a genetic finger malformation causing the tip of the pinky, look at your hand again, to bend close to the ring finger. Now put all your fingers up. Is the tip of your pinky bending towards your ring finger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're fucked, man. Yeah, they're going to have to cut it off.
What does that
They're going to have to cut it off.
Hey, and your fingers, your pinkies in particular, the longer you look at them, the weirder it looks. You're like, these look like baby fingers.
It says right here, if your the tip of your pinky curves towards your ring finger, let me see again, it is the grown-up equivalent to getting your right ear pierced as a kid.
No, it's not.
You're gay.
Hey, I got to go home and tell my wife about this in like half an hour.
If playground laws dictate, Warren, I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, playground laws back in the day, that was everything. Remember that thing with like smell your hand and you like see if you're gay, you smell it, they punch the back of your hand, you hit yourself. We all put our hand.
What?
You never saw that happen to somebody? It was
put your hand in front of your face, and if your hand is bigger than your face, then you're more likely to get cancer.
Oh, when I was a kid, that was the gay test. But you'd go like this, and they'd punch in the back of your hand, and you'd smash your own nose. I wasn't gay, but I was embarrassed. I was laughed at by a group of high schoolers. Hey, maybe the less we talk about that whole era of my life, the better off we're going to be.
Smartphone pinky appears to not be a real thing as of yet, but smartphone elbow is a thing. It's a known medical condition known as...
Hey, maybe that's what you got instead of tennis elbow.
That could be. Cubital tunnel syndrome, and it's real. It happens to people who bend their elbow beyond 60 degrees or 90 degrees for long durations, commonly to text. Tingling or numbness in your pinky could also be a signal. Oh, I don't have that. They also say that there's texting thumb thing.
I got to fucking get out more. I don't like anything you're saying right now.
Your thumb joints aren't made to text and swipe all day. Overuse can exaggerate. It can actually aggravate underlying conditions like arthritis or cause new problems in thumb tendons. We also know what smartphone neck is, right? When your neck is constantly down in a downward gaze.
Maybe I just hate life. That's my natural position.
Yeah, the fucking world has beat me down, man. Yeah, of course I'm folding towards Earth. They say
the phone is great because now I have something to look at when I do it instead of my shoes.
Yeah, instead of just looking sad, kicking fucking rocks.
I don't look sad to other people. Now I look like I'm interested in my phone.
A head weighs 10 to 12 pounds. When you look down, you increase the loads on your neck muscles.
Speaking of loads on your neck, how's your mom?
This added pressure can cause muscle pain and spasms. That whole fucking story was terrifying.
Tell you what I'm not going to do. Go to a doctor and admit that
I have a dent in my finger.
I have a dent in my finger. My neck hurts from looking at my phone. Doctor's like, fucking get out, you loser.
Get out of here, you pud.
That's why I try really hard to make sure that I'm like... putting my phone down and leaving it down for long periods of time now.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
I absolutely do. Like when I'm at the gym, if I'm not doing cardio, I put my phone on my bag and I'm like, I'm just going to do that.
All right. Perhaps you've thought about buying some new racy lingerie to spice things up in the bedroom. Maybe eating a plate of oysters, you know, nature's aphrodisiac. Maybe that's crossed your mind as you pursue passion. There's a new way for you to rev up your sex drive. This is unusual, so hear them out, please. Beauty clinics are now offering, this is about a $500 treatment. Beauty clinics are now offering a $500 salmon sperm injection that is delivered straight, Warren, into your vagina.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great gig if you're a salmon.
They say women are seeking to banish their wrinkles. They can already get...
Wait, banish wrinkles inside of the vagina?
No, on their face. They can get they call it a tweakment. They will actually inject salmon sperm into your face. It's got Botox-like effects. It contains what they call polynucleotides.
What?
It is said to give customers a baby face. Similar rejuvenating effects have been seen in the vagina. The powerful effects stop the loss of elasticity that occurs with age. It'll tighten things up a little bit.
Oh.
You see, it's kind of like the waist of your boxers. Eventually, over time,
it just starts to wear out.
They start to give out a little bit. They're not as snug as they used to be.
Well, this sounds like it won't tighten the waist of the boxers, but just prevent them from getting any looser.
It does say that it helps beat vaginal dryness and painful intercourse. A lot more women come to me and say they're not having the kind of sexual arousal anymore, one doctor said. So we do the O shot.
Oh, see, now I've been letting...
What was that movie? That guy was like, I show her my O face. What was that?
Was that Office Space?
I don't remember. It makes the hair on my arm stand up. It's just such a disgusting scene.
Because he's like, make a ride the old bone roller coaster.
Right. They say, we do an O shot. They're reporting stronger and more frequent orgasms, increased natural lubrication, and greater sexual arousal. All it takes is 2 to 4 sessions of these treatments. It's absolutely life-changing, they say. They typically use purified and sterilized DNA molecules extracted from salmon or trout sperm, which, by the way, have anti-inflammatory effects as well.
I think that's when Peter first started hating his job, when that guy in the green shirt comes up. He's like, I'm going to show her my old face. Yeah. Oh.
South Koreans have been using this treatment for over a decade. Now it's gaining in popularity. Western celebrities such as Jennifer Aniston, she's only been using it on her face, though.
Oh.
To get rid of the wrinkles. What is, they also call it platelet-rich plasma, PRP, if you're nasty. The injections, this is how they define it.
This shit always makes me nervous because, well, like, I know that most of it's kind of safe or safe-ish, but what if you're the 1 in 1,000 case?
You have a reaction.
Isn't? Yeah.
You have to tell people about it.
And then you fucked up your face forever.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Trout sperm?
I got trout come all over my face.
RPR injections to patients with injured knees and tendons stimulate the healing process when you use the platelet-rich plasma. It's also, though, they also use it for that vampire facial stuff that we've talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
But now, gynecologists are using the healing powers of RPR on vaginas. It's dubbed liquid gold, and it's yellowish color. And the benefits. They say for the treatment, the blood is taken output in a centrifuge, spends it. And it separates it into 2 vital components, creating a potent formula that is injected to rejuvenate the desired location. Oh my God. It is injected in the clitoris, the labia, and into the vaginal wall. Whoa. It is said to enhance sensation, tighten things up a bit, and help women experience mind-blowing orgasms.
Huh.
Clinics also claim it stimulates collagen production, in which the natural decrease can lead to burning sensations, bleeding, and pain during sex. Okay.
Wow.
Terrifying. All right, what happens when you're involved in a 20-person polyamorous relationship?
Man, I bet the line for the bathroom is just the pits.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, things tend to get a little sticky, no pun intended. If you're a dude, you're on the fucking wrong end. Members of a 20-plus person polyamorous relationship are speaking out about their lifestyle and the structure of the nuclear family and how it needs to shift.
Can I ask what are the stats here? It's 20 people, is it half and half?
No, there's actually more women than men.
Oh. I was kind of thinking it was going to be like one woman and like 19 fucking neckbeards.
The group, they live outside of Boston, consists of couples and individual, which includes heteroflexible men, gay women, and non-binary individuals. It's a chosen fan. They say it's a chosen family, just a little kinkier.
What kind of a house do you live in? You can't all live in the same place.
No, they all have their own places. Here, we'll get to this one guy. I feel bad for this guy. This whole thing started back in 2020 as several couples and singles converged to begin developing friendships among them. It's people in mid-20s to mid-40s. A lot of people are married, have primary partnerships. They're coming to it from the opening of a monogamous relationship. Basically, they're like, hey, man, we should maybe loosen the rules up a little bit. Let's get to the good part. It's not all fun and games.
Oh, well, then what's the point?
They say jealousy, time constraints, and broken boundaries can complicate this, well, otherwise freewheeling family. Several members said that they were previously in monogamous relationships and admitted that joining the kinky community wasn't an easy adjustment. Robert says he struggled when his wife, Ann, started seeing this dude who was an absolute stud, says Robert. I felt totally lame and inadequate, he says.
What's that lion meme? The defeated male retreats.
Right. To the chair in the hotel room.
Oh, he's a stud. Boo, I got nothing.
I feel like I'm 100% replaceable now. Lots of tears were shed. However, he revealed that over time, it actually helped strengthen his marriage. His wife's name is Anne. It made him realize that their relationship was based on more than just sex. They do say that scheduling is tricky. They have a group chat where everybody tries to keep tabs on everybody else.
Hey, fucking annoying. Mm. A group chat with 20 people? No way.
By the way, Rich.
And some of them might be talking about fucking my wife. You little ding. You're like,
One lady gives a little insight to how she manages her time, saying she juggles a romantic relationship with her husband while having a no-strings-attached sex with several other members of the family.
What are the odds that you're not going to like some of those people?
Good.
Yeah.
My husband, my nesting partner, is the person I own a home with. I also have life partnership friends. I will call them my wives, the woman says. She says, one of her wife's husbands is her best friend and occasional sexual partner. I do have sex with my wives, but we're not romantically involved. That sounds like it. Okay. Another woman named Katie says, feeling
this sounds like I'm going to have to keep a chart somewhere in my kitchen.
Yeah, it's a lot. This lady, Katie, says she recalled feeling a sense of joy while at a cuddle party with other members of the family. There were eight of us fit together like puzzle pieces, snuggling. It felt so cozy. So much oxytocin flowing. We all were envisioning living together and not having to worry about individual mortgages, just one big house. Can't we just do that? Why can't we do that? Just an adult sleepover. That's the vibe, she says, that I'm most drawn to with this relationship. Yeah, somebody's coming out on the losing end of this deal. All right, women reveal what they love.
There's one low person in that totem pole all times. Yeah. Someone is out of favor with most of the people.
Yeah, there's one Schneider the janitor in there somewhere.
And that's why I'm not going to get involved, because I don't want the guy to be me.
Mm-hmm. So they asked women, they said, hey, what's your favorite part about, you know, when he's using his mouth? Do you want to up your game? When asked about receiving oral gratification from the men in their lives, here's what women had to say the most about when their partner, you know, drives south of the border. Sarah, she said, there are times when I've had a long day and I'm not in the mood for sex. He'll tell me to relax, give me a massage, and he'll go down on me until I finish. I know we'd like to end an intercourse, and sometimes it does.
Hey, this woman, of course she loved it. Who wouldn't love this?
She didn't have to do anything.
You come home, do a back rub, and getting oral? Come on.
She says, I like it when he's willing to let it be about me. Kristen is 32. She lives in Phoenix. She says, I like when he surprises me and does something different during sex. Typically, women frown on that.
Yeah. Nope.
Vicky says, and here's a pointer for you. I like when he stops in the middle of sex to go down on me. Caroline, 31, from New York, says, there's a reason why we had bases in high school. I like when he uses his hands to warm me up and then goes downtown. And beyond, she says.
What the fuck is beyond? Is that fisting? What is that? I've never heard of going down there and beyond.
You swim a little deeper, I think.
All right. Okay. That's what the kids are all into these days, eating the ass.
It's that fisting. That was a fucking hard joke.
Well, I just thought you meant like, you know, I mean.
Ashley, 27, from Boston, says, the fact that it turns him on really turns me on. It's not, now it's time for a little payback from like my last boyfriend. What? Laura, she's 29. She's from Chicago.
Yeah, I gave this other guy I was with a load of head. Now it's time for my comeuppance.
Right. Well, that doesn't help me out at all.
Yeah. I'm like that he doesn't believe in this time. You know, where's my fair share? Laura, 29, from Chicago. We were both a little unsure when he brought a sex toy home to help finish the job, but it ended up giving me the sensation that I needed to finally enjoy oral for the first time. I don't know what that is. Jordan is 30. She lives in Houston. She says, my husband won't even let me think about going down on him until he makes sure that I'm there and ready. I love how he puts my needs first.
Well, regular Prince Charming we've got on our hands. No. Let me get this out of the way first so I can sit back and enjoy what's coming to me.
Makes me feel like my pleasure is most important.
Oh.
All right. Here we go. Here's our last story for the podcast. You can pick up a quick quarter million on spring break next year. This woman's name is Bonnie Blue, B-L-U-E. She and a couple of friends recently made $250,000. They went to Cancun for spring break. And they put everything on their OnlyFans pages. Guess what happens when you go to Cancun on spring break? You have a lot of eager young dudes that are down for anything.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Horny Beach.
Bonnie Blue went down, so to speak, to Cancun with a goal of getting it on with 100 spring breakers.
Oh, boy. What was that porn star back in the day that did that? Houston. The Houston 100. Well, gross.
Her 100 spring breakers, and she was hoping to pull in about $200,000. She, along with her co-creator, says that she hit that number and more. She served 122 happy customers over the course of the week. That's $250,000. She says the boys enjoyed every second of it, and she did as well. She plans on doing it again next year, and them, it and them next year for spring break, and then putting the whole thing on her OnlyFans page.
So I got to be on your OnlyFans page?
Yeah, if you want to pick up a couple of bucks during spring break next year, just fuck a bunch of dudes, and it's $250,000. So there you go. Here's your podcast for this week. Don't forget to stay up to date, all things JLNK, by heading over to jlnkshow.com. We'll see you next Tuesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.